KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:07, we have a mostly clear to partly cloudy sky, and at 70 degrees, we look forward to be partly cloudy today. High of 88. Let's call it hazy sunshine this morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A new Test Iowa clinic site is scheduled to open in Pottawatomie County next Monday. The new clinic site will be located at All Care Healthcare Center at 902 South 6th Street in Council Bluffs. Clinic sites are partnerships between the state of Iowa and local health care providers to increase access to testing in their communities. Clinics operate and the staff tests test sites. The state provides testing supplies and processes the samples through the state hygienic lab. Now, this is the second Test Iowa location in the area. The first site opened on May 29th at the Western Historic Trails Center in Council Bluffs. Persons who wish to get tested at any site must first complete the online assessment at testiowa.com. They will then be directed to schedule an appointment. Test Iowa is a statewide initiative to expand COVID-19 testing. Locations and hours of operation for all test sites can be found at testiowa.com or coronavirus.iowa.gov. Dina Wells with the Adair County ISU Extension and Outreach in Greenfield on Wednesday released an updated schedule for the Adair County Fair, which takes place July 11th through the 19th. Among the changes and additions is the Legion Color Guard National Anthem will be presented before each grandstand event. At 7 p.m. on July 17th, the Color Guard and National Anthem will be presented by the Bridgewater American Legion prior to the Demolition Derby. And on July 18th, the Fontenelle American Legion will present the program, also at 7 p.m., prior to the Mid-America Truck and Tractor Pulls. For the complete schedule, see the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. As mentioned before, Will said this year the Adair County Fair will not be normal. Even so, she says they're working hard to provide a good experience for 4-H and FFA youth to showcase their hard work. Due to CDC regulations and restrictions regarding COVID-19 pandemic, fair staff are not able to take individual photos for each show. Staff, volunteers, and show superintendents will be stretched to the capacity and focused on keeping a safe environment for all events. Wells says we'll be taking candid shots of each show and candid photos of static exhibits will be judged. They'll also take State Fair Selection Group photos of projects and provide fair results for each show the week of July 20th. Photo banner will be hung during fair so families can take their own photos. Wells says our mission for this county fair is to focus on what youth have learned, skills they have gained, and what life lessons they've experienced. It's not necessarily about the competitions or rewards. The fair schedule is subject to change, so be sure and follow their posts on the Facebook page at Adair County ISU Extension. Cass County Sheriff's deputies Tuesday arrested 21-year-old Jeffrey Michael Hackett from Glastonbury, Connecticut. Hackett was taken into custody on charges filed in Dallas County for eluding and reckless driving. He was transported to the Dallas County Jail and later released on nearly $2,400 bond. Des Moines police and state patrol troopers arrested 17 Black Lives Matter protesters at the Iowa State Capitol Wednesday afternoon. The oldest person arrested was 50 years old. The youngest were two 17-year-olds. Majority of the protesters were in their 20s. Des Moines Police Sergeant Paul Parizic says officers arrested three activists inside the building on charges related to a June 20th protest at a Des Moines Hy-Vee.
It was when they tried to walk those prisoners out of the state capitol to the wagon that the crowd swarmed them.
And Parizic says a protester tried to block the officer's path and police moved to arrest that person. He said as officers attempted to arrest the person, several people in the crowd began to assault the officers. Violent physical attempts were made to pull the arrestees from the custody of the police officers. The police officers, he says, were also pushed, pulled, and hit and jumped on. At one point, Parizic said a protester assaulted a police officer by jumping on his back, placing him in a chokehold and wrestling him to the ground. As they struggled on the ground, the officer was disarmed of his duty handgun. The officer was able to recover that weapon, though. The protester was taken into custody. Sergeant Parizic said also the crowd continued to be aggressive with law enforcement. Nearly 50 of law enforcement officers from the Des Moines Police Department, Iowa State Patrol, and other state law enforcement agencies were required to restore order. During the process, multiple additional arrests were made. A protester had told WHO-TV the police were the aggressors. Protesters tried to pull their peers away from other officers making arrests. Pepper spray was used during the melee. The state patrol gave a dispersal order and the remaining protesters left the scene. In other news, the Griswold School Board Tuesday afternoon took advantage of historically low interest rates and saved a good chunk of change. Superintendent Dave Hendricks told KJAN News yesterday that he and the district's financial advisor reviewed bids for the bonds at noon on Tuesday.
Bids were due to potentially refinance $1.8 million of sales tax bonds that were issued in 2012. The original purpose of those bonds were to repair some parking lot areas, redo our track, and upgrade athletic lighting. So in light of today's economic world, we felt it might be a good time to refinance because of interest rates being lower.
Henrik says they received two bids from different banks. The low bid was a 1.9% average interest rate from Rolling Hills Bank and Trust, which the board accepted. That actually means the bonds will be refinanced, saving the district $138,544 worth of interest over the life of the bond, and it will save $25,000 in fees associated with the bond, for a total savings of $173,000. Henrik says while it saves the district money in the long run, it does not help the taxpayers because it's a sales tax that's based upon all sales in the state of Iowa and not property taxes.
Because this is sales tax, which is based upon all the sales in the state of Iowa and not property taxes. So although it doesn't save our patrons' property tax dollars, what it does do, it frees up more money for the school to do ongoing maintenance projects, buy vehicles, you know, those types of things.
The current bond with UMB Bank will be paid off through the refinanced bonds. Henrik said also Tuesday was the last day for longtime Griswold School Board Secretary and Board Treasurer Nancy Taylor, who has served the district for more than 30 years and officially retired at the end of June. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.